Over the last week, we've been bringing you stories about how the Puget Sound region has recovered from the recession. We continue our series, The Big Reset, with a look at green jobs. In 2009, President Obama signed the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act into law. It provided $500 million for research and green jobs training. Washington State received $16 million of that. Ashley Ahern followed up on how the grant money was used and what it achieved.
For most people, hearing the term green job brings to mind images of people installing solar panels or wind turbines, not maintaining laundry machinery.
How's it going? Still kind of gets a little crowded.
Meet Mike Mitzel. He's an alum of the Green Jobs Training Initiative. Now he works as a maintenance mechanic for the laundry facility at the University of Washington.
I'll drop it off for you.
Okay.
And I'll send it back.
This facility cleans 40,000 pounds of laundry a day, 14 million pounds every year.
And we just have to keep the show going, right? The show must keep going no matter what. Right? Okay.
We walk past giant washing machines, 600-pound dryers, long conveyor belts moving sheets and blankets through irons and presses. Mitzel pauses to fish a tangled sheet out of a massive ironing machine.
This thing jammed, so I'm pulling the jam stock out of it so they can resume their operation. Because until we take care of this, the machine won't work.
Mitzel has a lot of experience in building maintenance, but was unemployed off and on during the height of the recession. That's when he took classes in building operations and lighting efficiency that were funded by the Green Jobs Initiative. Mitzel says he got a lot out of the Green Jobs training classes he took before he started working here. He plans to research low-flow toilets for this facility and more efficient lighting systems. For now, he keeps things around here running.
I think any time you can make and maintain anything and keep it operating efficiently, I think it's good for everyone. It's all green as far as I'm concerned.
I would say his is actually a good example of a job that most people might think isn't green, but that in fact, because of his actions and the work that he's doing, does contribute to a green economy.
Alan Hardcastle is a senior researcher with Washington State University's energy program. He's an expert on green jobs in Washington, and in 2011, he helped put together a survey to tally up how many occupations fall into the green jobs bucket in this state. The answer? More than 120,000 jobs. I asked him about that.
I mean, I'm looking down the list here in the green jobs survey from 2011. I'm seeing firefighters, plumbers, there's some people in the logging industry that are listed as green jobs. I mean, those are some titles or job descriptions that I think many people would say are not green.
I get that. But what we're seeing is not just that a job may be green, but that many common jobs are becoming more green by virtue of how the work is done, not just products that are produced.
So, Hardcastle says, a logger may be practicing more sustainable forestry. A plumber might be using different equipment or recycling materials. Or a guy like Mike Mitzel is now looking for ways to make his laundry facility more energy and water efficient. Those are all examples of what Hardcastle and others call a green job. Jessica Finn Coven is with the environmental nonprofit Climate Solutions in Seattle. Climate Solutions was involved in the Green Jobs Initiative, though they did not get any federal grant money. She agrees with Alan Hardcastle.
Almost any job, almost any occupation can be greened. What we need to do to reduce our pollution involves, you know, a lot of our traditional work and doing it in a more environmentally sustainable manner.
The $16 million federal dollars that were spent on green jobs training in Washington State went to fund seven different training grants. But here's the thing. The federal money came without a requirement to verify if any of the jobs the trainees ended up getting or maintaining were specifically green, even under the broadest definition of the term.
And that type of intensive research was not conducted on the outcomes of this money.
Brian Wilson is the deputy director of the State Workforce Board, which received the largest federal green jobs training grant awarded to Washington State. Under that grant, more than 70% of the trainees got jobs. Here are the names of some of the training sessions the money paid for: forklift operator, asbestos worker, lighting design, energy auditing, and CPR first aid, to name a few. Wilson says the trainings made the unemployed more employable, whether that was for a job that directly benefits the environment or not.
The top goal was to get people back to work. In addition, these were monies for green jobs, so there would be the additional benefit of helping our environment. But But putting people back to work was the number one goal.
As hard as it is to nail down what makes a job green, it's perhaps even harder to quantify what kind of effect these trainings are having, big picture, on the green economy in Washington state. But people like Mike Mitzel might provide some insight on that. Mitzel's sitting in the mechanics office at the back of the laundry facility. He says he likes his job and the stability it provides for him and his wife, but he used to run his own general contracting company, and he wants to be his own boss again. He plans to start his own energy efficiency consulting business to help commercial building owners do things to save money on their utility bills. Mitzel says he got the idea from the green jobs training he did.
It just made me more aware and in tune with how to save energy, and it really doesn't take a whole lot to do it, you know, if you're just aware.
Someday, Mike Mitzel might be a green jobs creator himself. For now, he's just glad to be working. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.
Tomorrow, our series, The Big Reset, continues with a look at the future of life science and biotech jobs in our region. You can check out all of the stories from our series at KUOW.org.